I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Because it's Mother's Day weekend.
Mom.
It's what?
Is that the way? It's the same way you say prom.
It's a prom. Mom.
You're going to celebrate your mom all weekend. You're going to do great things. You're going to celebrate your mom. If you are a mom, you're going to get celebrated. It's going to be, it's time to do nice things for your mom.
Just on this day, though. That's it.
Yeah, but so that's Sunday. So since it's not Sunday yet.
Oh, we're not going to do nice things.
We're going to do the opposite.
Yay.
We want mom confessions.
There we go.
We want, if you're a mom and you've done something that you're not super proud of, this is where you tell us. The bigger, the better, the worser. Or if your mom did things that were not great. How about the mom in Georgia who... she's been arrested. She threw a wild party, which included booze and pot for her daughter.
That's being a friend, probably more than a mom. But...
her daughter was turning 16.
Yeah, perfect. Making memories. Making memories for your children. That's job one of mom.
You're right, Steve. Mm-hmm. She made some memories.
She did.
Here, let's frame the mugshot. Look how sad I look when I'm looking straight at the camera.
We could do our restitution together.
Yay! She rented a room in a hotel in Atlanta for the party and left at 11 p.m.
There we go.
Cops were called to the hotel about 2:30 because they heard reports of teenagers running in the hallways.
Mm.
In the hotel room, 27 teens, 10 grams of marijuana. Is that a lot?
No.
It's not?
A little over a quarter ounce. Well, but for those, each kid probably a hit or two.
Well, but they've probably already done a bunch.
Probably.
10 grams seems like a lot. Why do I feel like that's a lot? It's not.
No, 7 grams is a quarter ounce. You're between a half. Whatever. What? Yeah, I'm sure they all got buzzed.
I want everybody to take a moment and think that if I ask Steve to convert metric to what's ours called, American, if I ask him to convert anything else, like kilometers to miles, anything, he'd be like, I don't know. But when it comes to grams to ounces, he's like, got it.
And to kilos and
yes. Yeah, no, it's awesome.
Well, it's the only thing I retained. No, dude, that's
roughly a quarter ounce. I'm like, oh.
And you know what? My mom taught me all that.
There she was. I also know how to turn on the money machine. Steve, go step on that cock somewhere, okay?
Cocaine.
Okay. 10 grams of pot, alcohol beverage containers, air mattresses, and the walls were all screwed up.
They're ready to party.
The woman and her daughter. So, like, she set it up for, like, who thinks, even if you're that mom who thinks, I'll get a hotel room for my kids, you can't let, you're going to get busted if you let 27 kids into one room.
Yeah.
Yeah, her and her 16-year-old daughter both arrested.
Oh, the daughter, too, over...
Well, I think she was part of the...
minors and consumption
and
all that.
Yeah, minors and... Yeah. Trying to think of what my mom did. Did your mom do anything really bad?
Bad? No. The only really story I can remember... Whenever she was really calm, but she... If it let it build up, she would snap off. And then when she wanted to spank me, she would just grab whatever was it. I don't care what it was. It was in reach.
Like kitchen objects?
Oh, that. Hot Wheels tracks. You remember those giant wooden spoon and fork that you'd put in
your decorative that you put on the wall, like crisscross, like, we eat salads.
She grabbed the fork once. Because she
and
just blindly just grabbed whatever and swung it. Yeah.
My mom didn't do anything because I was the last one.
Oh, by then there was like, whatever, do whatever you want.
I it was so, I mean, although she did poison me with... sour milk.
That's right, which altered your life forever.
It changed everything.
Yeah, the only story I can remember, my mom, she didn't do anything bad. I was she was riding in the passenger seat. We're on a road trip, and I was sitting behind her, and she fell asleep leaning against the door. The door opened up, and
oh,
she went,
my God.
I know.
So who stopped her from dying?
My dad. Well, I was about to reach. My dad reached over while still driving. I feigned reaching. What?
Dude.
She was over the seat.
You feigning reaching.
I was
reaching.
Six. What
it's
was
like,
I
going to do? You were six. You're like, mm. You're. It's like the end of the meal, and everybody's got alligator arms. There's Steve. Like, no, wait, mommy. if only my arms were longer.
Sorry, Mom. Dad rescued her at the very last second.
So there's another mom who brutally attacked a school bus driver because she left without her daughter. So this is what we want. I don't want to blow all these stories and like not. Basically, what we want is your mom let you have a drug fueled party like this person. Mm. Your mom poisoned you like my mom did. Your mom almost died flying out of the car. Or you're a mom. Remember the woman who like set her kid down and the kid was being all quiet and she came around the corner. She's like, what's going on? And the kid had climbed behind the couch and had some fuzzy stuff coming out of its mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there was like a mouse trap back there.
Yes.
That had killed a mouse clearly decades earlier. And the kid ate the remnants of the mouse. That's what we're looking for. Your confessions of a mom. Mm. Confess what your mom did wrong. Confess what you've done wrong as a mom. Instead of building your mom up, let's dump on mom today so we feel so much better when Mother's Day actually comes around.
Nice.
Vicky?
Yay.
Mom confessions.
Yeah. So mom. When I was an infant, my mother got high in a park and I fell asleep in the sun and I ended up with second and third degree sunburns.
Wow, your mom's cool. It's hot.
So it starts with zero sunscreen. How old were you again? Like two?
No, just over a year.
Oh, so you can't even crawl into shade. You're just like, you're like,
oh my God. People,
and she's passed out. She's,
yeah, wrapped around the skull bong.
Yeah.
Did mom turn her life around at some point?
She's supposedly clean now. My grandmother ended up taking me in after that. The state luckily took me away.
Oh, this suddenly isn't very funny anymore.
Wow, it got really real, really serious, really fast.
Sorry we were laughing, Vicky.
Wow. Good for you. I mean,
right?
You got...
Yeah.
You had to go through the burn, but...
You're tan now, but it's all good.
Oh, Steve.
Wow, okay.
Thank you for the call, Vicky.
Wow.
Carl.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
how you doing? Mom. You are disguised, by the way.
My mom, I have a pretty bad story with my mom. She actually blamed me for burning the house down.
She what?
Why'd you do that?
Yeah, she used to be a heavy smoker, and she told my dad she swore up and down that she stopped smoking. One day we came home, the house was burnt like almost three quarters to the ground.
Okay. And
so she swore up and down by my dad that I started the fire because I used to play with matches. I swear to God, I didn't start the fire. I caught her smoking one day outside, and she would always fall asleep on the couch smoking a cigarette.
Dude.
So
she.
Did you get in like trouble with the law? Did your father believe
you
her?
Could.
What happened?
Oh, I got, like, you know, I got the belt, I got everything, got basically punished for months and months and months.
Until
this day, still nobody believes me, but...
You really didn't start the fire?
I didn't start the fire. I even found the half a carton of cigarettes in her laundromat part.
Jeez.
Okay.
Although... She did what she had to do. She's an adult, so she would have gotten penalized 10 times worse. So why not shove it on?
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm just saying, which part of the family
will
get...
So in the end, she's a good mom, Steve? Is that how we justify your little... She framed her kid for a crime that she committed.
Yeah.
Arson. Well, I guess it's accidental, but...
But still.
Carl, that
sucks.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, man. Krista?
Yay.
Mom.
Mom. So this was years ago when I was a teenager. My mom and I were standing across from each other on the counter, and we were standing at the counter. We were chopping broccoli for dinner, and she had a huge butcher knife, and a fly flew by, and I swatted at it with my hand, and she decided to swat at it with the big butcher knife.
What?
Sliced my hand wide open.
Whoa! What?
Dang. That fly could have landed somewhere else on your body.
Yeah, the fly was on my head later that day. She got a shotgun out.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Let me take care of that.
Like, what did she say? I mean, did she realize, like, she had to be horrified as she realized she was swinging a knife at her daughter.
Oh my gosh, she felt so bad because there's just blood pouring everywhere. And I was laughing because I thought it was so funny. The pain hadn't really registered yet.
Yeah, I hadn't kicked
in. I just thought it was hilarious. And she felt terrible. She still feels bad. And I have a huge scar on my hand.
Did you get her a fly swatter then?
Right.
Yeah, here, Mom, why don't you try this on for size? Oh my God.
Ouch.
Thank you for the call, Krista. Michelle?
Yay.
Mom.
Mom. So when my son turned 16 years old, I had a bunch of his friends over for his 16th birthday party, including his grandparents. None of them knew, but I hired a 300-pound stripper for him for his birthday.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Everything's wrong with that.
Completely mortified. He literally threw up, but his grandfather thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
They're married now.
They do a circus act. You should see it. He barfs on command, and I don't want to finish what I was going to say.
Right.
And none of it's good.
You're a good mom, Michelle.
And the stripper did her whole routine before the barfing commenced?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's actually making memories,
That's
Michelle.
That's what you're supposed to do, according to Steve.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.